welcome to the Metal Gamers Podcast.
Oh, fuck.
Episode 201. I'm the host, Kyle McLemore.
You almost forgot.
I'm joined. Yeah, it's been a while. I'm joined with Michael Greenwell.
Hello.
And I'm joined with Joseph Defibar.
More like 200 and fun, am I right?
That's right. And Michael McGowan.
We're back to the Metal Gamers Podcast.
Yeah.
We are missing one singular Joshua Goodwin. He is too busy dadding it up.
He's dead to us.
He's dad to us.
He's dad to us.
Dude, I'm so sick of him choosing his kids over us.
Dude, I know, man. It's selfish.
We were here first.
Like, how many episodes of a podcast have you done with them?
True.
Come on.
When were they born? I was born in 93. Like, come the fuck on, man.
Bullshit. They don't even know shit about the 90s. Well, actually, one of them does.
They're both pretty well-versed.
Yeah.
The one who was not born in the 90s knows a lot about the 90s.
He's an agent. Secret agent.
Yeah. Not very secret.
Yeah, it's been a little while since we talked about metal and video games. I've played quite a few of them, I guess.
I've
beaten
you.
One, which is nice. Took me fucking forever.
What'd you beat?
But I beat that Spider-Man 2.
Ah...
Verdict?
Man, I say it's pretty good game.
Man, me and you were having some very interesting conversations in the last few days as you were getting through Spider-Man.
Oh, you mean like, thanks, Spider-Man. By the way, I'm gay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
I think the rebound, I think, like, you know, video games as a medium have gone on for so long without having inclusivity and, like, you know, everyone gets to be represented in a game. So I feel like some games are rubber banding really hard.
Yeah, it's like the rubber band mechanics of morality.
Yeah, to where you're like, it will beat you over the head with it. Where you're like, okay.
Yeah, it's like, I just saved you from a thing and you didn't have to bring this up at all. Like,
yeah,
I don't know
if
everyone in Spider-Man 2 wears their sexuality on their sleeves.
It just
and
comes right
80%
out.
Of the time it's gay. And I'm like, that's fine.
This is the future
anyways,
the liberals
I'm
want.
Gonna go be, yeah. I'm going to go be Spider-Man.
Well, it's almost funny that
over here.
They've made Peter and Mary Jane's relationship almost seem like the outlier. Like, oh my God, a standard relationship.
But the sexual tension between Peter and Harry. Is palpable.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Crazy.
Will they just fuck already?
Yeah, all those tentacles. They might as well. They're
dude,
right
he
there.
Planned the best date ever.
He did.
For his best friend. That was like the... I was like, dude, Harry's about to propose to Peter right here.
Yeah, anyways. Yeah, let's start from the bottom. Because, like, all the shitty things about this game...
Like, half the people you
number
save.
One, definitely, they still bring back the, hey, we're going to let you play this character, and you're going to walk around for a bit, and it's not going to be as fun as you want it to be. It's fine. It's serviceable. It tells a story, I guess, but it takes away the control of Spider-Man a little too often for my taste, especially all of the bicycle shit. Why did they decide, hey, you know what this game needs?
Yeah.
Bicycle mechanics.
So,
we need Peter on a bicycle more often than you could imagine in a Spider-Man game.
Why? I do.
Why? It doesn't work well.
It doesn't, but like I do think it is a good juxtaposition from what is essentially the tutorial of the game, which is fucking amazing.
Yeah, but, that was cool. I liked it at the beginning.
Yeah, like, but oh, I think it's nice. I think it is a good position every now and then to be like, yeah, see, Peter does want, he does want these moments and these things. Like, he does want a normal life for the most part.
He wants to ride a bike.
He wants to ride the fuck out of that bike. But I do like it because, like, you just get to, like, be on the human level for a while and, like, walk around a park and bicycle through areas that you're never going to see it from that angle ever again.
Yeah.
You're always just going to be swinging through the city, but... The Mary Jane levels
are
too many.
Yeah, true. It is
many.
Nice to be able to slow down.
I'm not a fan of the
I do
Mary
like
Jane
that
levels.
Mary Jane now just has a fucking gun and is
She's
stronger than
OP.
Any enemy Spider-Man has ever faced.
She can one-shot
anytime you're Mary
any
Jane
enemy.
Now. Yeah, it's so stupid.
Them. It's insane.
I'm like, dude, I'm struggling with these dudes as Spider-Man, but Mary Jane's just like, I got it.
I have watched Peter Parker hold a bridge together, but it takes five punches to knock a dude out. Mary Jane's doing it in one.
Yep, like, doing it in one.
Dude, she's fucking yoked.
Dude, well, no, it's just he has this stupid stun gun that's like, if I was Peter, I'd be like, wait, did you clear out 23 people in 3 minutes? Yeah, can I get that in my gloves or something? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Holy shit. It's funny, too. Like, I turned that into a third-person shooter, like, instantaneously. Like, near the end where you're starting to do it quite a bit. I'm like, all right. The story overall I thought was okay. Like all the Kraven build up stuff. No spoilers, obviously. I'm not gonna spoil this.
Kraven's
for anybody.
In the trailer.
But like the Kraven stuff, the Venom stuff, like it all kind of went through all the way to the end. Very emotional. Landed. Very like, yeah, it worked.
Yep.
For some reason, by the end, I didn't care for it nearly as much as the first Spider-Man.
I think it hit like, better. I think the personal story of Osborn and Peter was just. I think that landed better.
Yeah. Yeah. All that stuff was just a little bit better to me. And this was just like, oh, they did it. And they're definitely setting up for a third. I'd imagine going to do some kind of trilogy. You got to bring that Goblin Boy out because they haven't brought him out yet.
Yeah, like it is.
For anything.
I think you do lose a little bit of surprise when you do know some of the Spider-Man lore so well. And considering that the Tobey Maguire movies kind of covered a good amount of some of these kind of story beats and some of these characters, like, so to see them again, you're like, yep, okay, you're this character doing this thing, and like they twist them a little bit, which is kind of fun. But like, as the story was getting done, the credits were rolling, and I was watching that last cutscene, I wasn't really surprised. I was more like, this makes sense. This is kind of where they had to go. This is who they
Mike
have
is
left.
Currently installing the cock of his Gundam.
I am. Quite literally.
Dude, just to look hell over and see a Gundam flipped over, legs wide, and Mike just like, got his hand in there.
Service me, daddy.
Audio listeners, which is everyone.
Love you to death.
I'm currently building out a Gundam.
It's fun to watch.
God.
We said we do video stuff, but fuck that. It's too complicated. I don't care anymore. Anyway, yep. Anyway. Moving on.
But
I might be doing streaming stuff. So.
The tutorial for Spider-Man 2 really flexes like what that PS5 can do. And it's incredible. The tutorial is like has some very Dragon Ball Z moments.
Dude, the first time I fast traveled in
unbelievable.
That game, that's the coolest fast travel I've ever seen in a game.
What's explain it?
Like you see the map. And you're like, I want to fast travel right here, exactly where my cursor is. And then it will quickly zoom into the map and you're Spider-Man exactly where you were swinging. Like, it's so crazy fast.
That's sick.
It's instantaneous. It's so cool. It's so
like, because I didn't use it because I was just swinging around having a good time.
Yeah, fast travel.
Like, I'm like, I need to get to the other side of the map real quick. I'll use fast travel. And then seeing it happen that quick, I was like, oh, God, that was neat.
Yeah. Did the web wings, did you use them that much? Did you find them to be silly?
I loved
it. Yeah.
No, okay. Not at all. I thought it was perfect.
I thought it was a great addition to the movement.
Yeah. I mean, like even in the new Tom Holland movies and shit, like he has web wings and stuff. So I'm like, the many of the comics, he has web wings and all that shit. And like all of the costumes I thought looked really cool. I don't like, because I was pretty sure in the first Spider-Man game, like each one of the suits, it would explain where that suit came from. It's like, oh, this is from this comic or this movie or this came from that. And this one, it doesn't at all. It's just like, here's your suits. Wear them.
Yeah.
I don't know if they just like ask people and they're like, yeah, I don't read that shit. And they're like, all right, well, we're not going to fucking write it anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. It is kind of a bummer because you do like to know where it all comes from. And then some of the suits that they made specifically for the game are pretty good. Me and Kyle both agree that the last suit for one particular character is not very good.
Yeah, well, I'll go ahead and fucking say it. Like, Miles gets like a story suit near the end of the game. Like everyone, you know, like story progresses and your main suit will change over time, kind of like the first game, this and that. But that suit near the end, where you can't fucking change it, which pisses me off. It's like Miles is like, hey, I got a new suit out of nowhere. Doesn't have a fucking reason for it, really. He's just like, hey, I showed up and I have this new suit now. Peter makes a little comment on it and I'm immediately like, that's the ugliest suit I've ever seen on either Spider-Man. I hate it. Like, I even took to Reddit, and everyone agrees this suit fucking sucks. It's also sponsored by Adidas. He's wearing Adidas, and I'm like, no wonder.
He wears
I kind of like that, though. I like Adidas.
I don't mind Adidas either, but, like, he is a notorious Nike wearer.
Oh, yeah. True.
He is a notorious Jordans. He wears Jordans. Yeah. Like,
where's Jordans?
Like, oh, my God.
Like, honestly, there's just, like, a big flaw with it that's just like, man, Spider-Man wouldn't do that, wouldn't wear that specifically for a reason. I guess I won't spoil, but
Spider-Man wouldn't do that.
Odd. It's weird. Definitely been on a Spider-Man kick. I've been watching all the movies again. I watched all the Sam Raimi ones. I watched the Amazing Spider-Mans the other night, and I got caught back up to Homecoming. Started watching that one.
Cool.
and they're all good. Like,
yeah,
fuck, something about Spider-Man stories are just like really fucking emotional and really well written.
They've
like,
got heart.
There's, it's hard to go wrong with. Like, even the fucking third Sam Raimi Spider-Man movie was pretty good. It's just that, like, one scene that's just like, ooh, went a little far, a little too far with that.
Which scene is that?
You know the scene.
Is it Dancing Spider-Man?
It's always yes. Dancing
yes. Spider-Man! That's just, but it's just me.
Oh, no.
It's literally me.
I used to be called Emo Spider-Man when I
used
was at,
to be.
When I was at the Omni.
Yeah.
It's coming back.
I can see that.
I had the shaggy hair like that, too.
There's something I realized, too, is that, like, modern Spider-Man, like, Tom Holland has, like, these games, the Insomniac games, which are bangers. The Sam Raimi movies had those games that came out, mm-hmm. which were also bangers. But the Amazing Spider-Man movie and those games sucked dick. I don't know if you guys ever played them.
I did.
But the Amazing Spider-Man games were not good.
No,
I don't know what it was.
I'm not particularly a huge fan of those movies anyway.
Yeah, they're better than I thought they were, honestly, going back. I was like, oh, these are pretty damn good. And they were, like, setting
Andrew
up so
Garfield.
Much
is,
for a third movie.
Like, he was really good. It was just that those movies were not done well and received well, so.
I think they were done well. I just think that him as Peter Parker wasn't received well because it's like, he's too hot. Like, he's too fucking hot.
Yeah.
He can't be Peter Parker. Like, he's just showing up. He's skateboarding. Like, since when? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
He's a heartthrob. My Peter Parker's a fucking nerd.
Cool. Like, you can't sympathize with this guy.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? But yeah, I had a blast with it. I got the platinum, which was fun. Like, pretty easy platinum, but I like that a lot when it's like, oh, just do this thing. Like, my favorite was like web wing all the way from the financial district to Astoria, and I was like, oh, that's great.
Nice.
That's fun.
Did you
like, don't touch the ground, like, fuck yeah, that's cool.
Oh, are you gonna play the DLC? Are you gonna wait for the DLC too? Because they did like,
I mean, I
two
guess
or
I have
three.
To don't I
they did like, well, I mean, like, are you gonna play them?
I have no idea. I didn't play the last ones on the original game.
Yeah, they were pretty good,
so I have no idea. I'll probably just wait for the third one because I played all the Miles Morales leading up to this one.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of burnt myself out a little bit on Spider-Man, I guess.
Spider-Man.
even playing it, I was like, yeah, I played the 2018 game and this feels very much like I'm playing that again, which isn't the worst thing in the world, but like the surprise is kind of gone. I'm like, yeah, they nailed Spider-Man. They're going to nail it forever. So if they give me another one, I'll definitely play it. But that magic of being like, oh, wow, they did it
is
kind of gone.
Yeah.
I just want that Wolverine game.
Now, let's see what's up with Wolverine.
That's probably one of my most anticipated games, honestly.
Aside from that, I got myself a dock for my Rogue Ally. So I hooked it up to my TV and played Starfield. And
how was that?
That was okay.
That's kind of what I've heard, is it's okay.
I just don't like Starfield. I loaded it up and literally, like, I got, like, Uncanny Valley instantaneously because I was, like, loaded up in the middle of, like, that main city and every NPC was staring at me. I looked around and every NPC was staring dead at me. I was just like, I gotta get out of here. So I turned the game off.
Wanted.
Yeah, I was just like, what the fuck? This is weird and I hate it. Like, I don't know, there's just like a huge lack of human emotion in that game.
Soul.
It's so weird. Yeah, it's missing a soul. Like, I guess that's technically a part of the news, but like, there's been like a 90-something% drop off on Starfield. Like, apparently, like, the player count of Skyrim like already exceeds it, which is hilarious.
Brutal.
How old Skyrim is.
Oh my god. That's god damn.
Yo, Micah, what are you drinking? Is this motherfucker drinking Sunkist?
Imperial cider, 11%.
No. That's a Sunkist.
More like Sun Blitzed.
In Joe's headcanon, that's Sunkist.
Joe, I'm drinking Sunny D, buddy.
Ah, yes. As long as it's not Tampico, the poor man, Sunny D.
Tampico. I love Tampico.
Okay. All right. I downloaded the Dark Souls remaster on my Rogue, so I could play that at work.
Ooh,
that's been
nice.
Fun.
Hell
nice,
yeah.
Both brutal and rewarding. I like Dark Souls. Play that.
Dark Souls is fun.
I've been working on a lot of music shit too. So I've been working on a YouTube channel on my own, so I could do some of my own streaming and making some goofy videos and shit like that. Really have a name for it yet. It could either be Steiger the Sorcerer or Assault Omega. I don't really fucking know. Start making some shit though. I want to do a breakdown on breakdown specifically.
I can't find one on YouTube.
I'm like, why is no one doing this? Yeah. Need to talk about that game thoroughly.
The breakdown.
We need to know the truth of breakdown.
Breakdown. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I should have said this earlier, but big shout out to our last episode, our episode with Double Teary, President Ketchup. We had Casual Dad and the Alex Kelly brother.
Hey.
And I gotta say, that was entertaining as fuck.
Dude, it was a blast.
Else is like,
it was honestly
like,
inspiring.
Oh, we fucked it up. Yeah, I was like, dude, this is fun. You guys did a great job.
I'm like, damn, they're better than me.
Like, the news was accurate. Anytime I was like listening, and I was like, oh, someone said something wrong. And then someone else would correct them with the right thing. And I was like, oh, shit, they're working it.
They're doing it.
They did it.
They do it better than we do.
It's true.
They get hung up on the news part, and we get more hung up on the maybe might not be.
Yep. We like to spread disinformation right from the horse's mouth.
Fake news.
But yeah, that's it for me. You guys been playing anything since we stopped doing it?
A lot, actually.
Yeah, all over the place.
I actually haven't been playing anything new, but I finished a couple of games in the absence of the podcast because I actually had time to do
that's
that
crazy.
On the weekends because I didn't have the podcast taking up that time, which is funny. But I ended up finishing Baldur's Gate 3 finally.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I gotta say, I think the ending is the worst part of the game by far.
Yeah,
by and large. It's still pretty good, don't get me wrong. I think act 1 and 2 are just so fucking good. There is no way that they could do an act 3 that was as good. And it's not because there's like a lack of content, which is something I was reading a bunch. That's just not true. There's actually too much content in act 3. Something that I will say is that disappointed me is that your companions don't talk a lot in Act 3, though. Like it's like they didn't write a lot of things for the companions to say during your time in Act 3. And then the ending itself has like this thing where it kind of like forces you into a decision that I don't know how to explain this without it being a spoiler. Basically forces you into a decision that there's clearly workarounds for. And I really, really disliked it because I thought I could think of off the top of my head like a few different things that could have been done instead, like things that we have the power to do. But they really force you into this one decision that I just really don't like.
Is this the companion choice with Karlak?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I didn't even know about that either. Like that option didn't even come up for me, but it was the other two options that you have there.
Yeah.
And the whole end sequence was pretty bombastic and big, but honestly, it just didn't do much for me. I think Act 1 and 2 are just like so perfect, and it could have just ended at the end of Act 2, and I would have been happy.
Yeah.
Like, I would say it is not so bad that it like spoiled the whole experience to me. I still think Baldur's Gate's like one of the best games to come out in the last like fucking decade. It's definitely up there, but yeah.
I haven't beaten it yet, but I think that it may suffer from the same problem that like Mass Effect had, where it's like, here's this massive game where you can make all these different choices, but we have to funnel it down to an ending at some point.
Yeah.
And that's just a very difficult task. Even if you were to end it at Act 1 or Act 2, the thing about both of those is that they leave something to be desired.
Yeah.
That's what makes them so good.
And it does do the same thing that like BioWare games do, where it's like the ending plays and then like, okay, here's the culmination of all of your choices by showing you 8 different cutscenes at the end that are all different based on your choices. Like, oh, here's what happened to this character. Oh, here's what this character has to say, you know? Mm-hmm. It goes through each individual one back to back.
See, I've always kind of...
He's known as the Catalyst.
It's a very video game. It's a very video game thing, which is fine.
Like,
but
Fallouts
it just felt,
are notorious for it, and I kind of love the nice, pretty little bow at the end of each of them.
It just felt a little weird for this game to do it, because I felt like it went around a lot of those types of tropes up until that point, where all of a sudden it became video game again, instead of narrative. It was, I don't know, again, I think I'm being nitpicky. Like, it just wasn't, the very end of it was like not the experience I was hoping it would be, but I would say it was still just way above average. It's just comparatively to other things I love so much about the game, it was a little hard to get through for myself. Plus, I was kind of getting burnt out on it toward the end. That Act 3 has a lot in it. Like, fucking lot.
And depending on how
I'm excited to fire it back up so I can finish it up.
It's depending on how good. You play Act 1 and 2, by the time you get to Act 3, you can be level 10 almost, and the cap's 12.
Yeah, like, I think like a few hours into Act 3, I like maxed, I capped my level and was just like, I wasn't gaining experience after that. So everything beyond that was like equipment and narrative rewards, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But there, I wish there was a few more levels to get. But I understand why they don't let you, because beyond that, you would be a god. So level 12 is a great place to stop.
Even 15, you're pretty bonk. Like 12 is bonkers. 15 is
like 15 bonkers. Might be as far as you could have pushed it. Like most modules like push you to 15 at the cap.
But enough of that. We've beat that to the ground. I beat another game that I've been working on was Armored Core 6. I got through all three playthroughs of Armored Core 6.
Nice.
And that game is nearly perfect from start to finish. I fucking love Armored Core 6. Holy shit. Oh, man.
Putting together Gundams.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, man, fucking Armored Core. So I've always been into mech stuff. And I always liked Armored Core, Mech Assault, all that kind of stuff.
Metal Wolf Chaos.
Metal Wolf Chaos. I'm the president of the United States.
Long live the president.
That's right.
I've always played like mech games growing up and stuff. I was always been into it. But for some reason, this time in Armored Core 6 triggered something in me, deep in me. And then that's when I was like, you know what? I'll get into Gundam finally. And then now my life has changed for the worse.
That's awesome.
But
I still haven't beat it the once.
I have a few gripes with the game, with like, I wish there was more part variety. I wish there was a few more parts in general. I feel like you unlock some parts a little too late in the game, where you only have like a few missions to really fuck with them after that. Which isn't that big a deal, because you have PvP and you could just S rank missions. So like, you have a reason to have those parts and stuff. Yeah. It's not that big a deal. But overall, I'd suck the dick straight off of Armored Core 6. That shit was so good. I'm so... And they said they're working on more for it, which either means they're doing, like, the sequel thing like they'd done in the past for, like, Armored Core 4 and then Armored Core 4 Answer, or Armored Core 5 and Armored Core... I forget what it's called.
5 Answer? Yeah.
Just basically...
Yeah, that's
just
it is.
Like, Verdict Day?
Just like story expansions?
Yeah.
Well, it's basically like a sequel almost most of the time, where like sometimes you'll have a lot of the same base game in there, but then it's just way more on top of that, or it's just
or
a whole new game entirely.
Arena.
Yeah,
dude.
Or sometimes it's just an arena.
I've become so obsessed lately with roguelites. Like, I would love for
me
to kind of figure out an Armored Core 6 roguelite.
Oh, that would be
situation.
Cool. Oh, that would be cool.
Shit, that'd be
fun. Like,
cool
God, like,
you
I just,
like pick up parts along the way.
Like something,
It doesn't even have to be Armored Core, just like any kind of like mech game.
Yeah.
Roguelite. That's such a cool idea.
Because they have such a good level build system going for like, and then like the way that story repeats, like, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like they're right on the cusp of something like that.
I want a horde mode, honestly. Like a multiplayer horde mode.
Multiplayer
co-op.
Horde would be dope. Or,
co-op horde mode would be
co-op
sick.
Boss fights.
Yeah,
co-op arena. So sick. I mean, that's basically the PvP, I guess. So,
but. The PvP is pretty fun, but just, I don't feel like getting sweaty in PvP.
Me either. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't want us to start trying to get into meta builds and stuff.
Except for something else I've been playing, which I got back into 14, and I've actually been playing more PvP in that game than anything else.
Nice.
And that's I've been having a fucking blast with that. David kept talking about Crystal Conflict.
Been hearing good things about it. Yeah,
it's fun. It's nothing special, but I have a good time with it. Plus, they have like the seasons, like brain drip, like, oh, you're progressing in your season, you know, that type of shit. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pay for it either, which is nice.
Do you want to talk about your Fall Guys experience?
I had put that in the deep recesses of my fucking brain. So we had talked about it.
Get the mount, get the costume, and forget.
On the podcast, we had talked about like the announcement of like the Fall Guys like crossover events and stuff like that. And at the time, we were like, you know what? I'm kind of here for it. Like, it's goofy, but it's fun. And I started playing it, and I was like, man, this is actually like just genuinely Fall Guys in the 14 engine. And I was like, that's kind of cool. And I played it a few more times, and I was like, I forgot. I fucking hate playing Fall Guys. It's totally competent, and it works pretty well. It's not bad at all. But
I heard it had some issues, because like 14 doesn't necessarily have
it's netcode stuff. Yeah, it's
yeah.
You have to play it like it's 14. You can't play it like it's Fall Guys. So you have to anticipate like area AOEs and stuff. Like you have to anticipate it like that. You're a snapshot in that. So like yeah, you've walked out of it, but you were in it when it finished.
Right.
So it's going to hit you, you know, that kind of stuff. So once you get over that hump, it's not too bad. But I ended up playing like fucking 15 rounds of this thing, thinking that like, oh, they're probably only like drip feeding me like the currency. And I got out of it and I was like, oh, I have enough for like everything.
Oh, wow.
No, not really. Like I'm still missing a bunch of stuff. But it's just like I got the mount. I got something else. And then I got
your drug dealer hoodie.
And then I got the hoodie and the sneakers. And I was like, okay, this is so funny that like I now have a glamour that's like this like Dark Tower gunslinger. I've got like a very like Alagon, like old technology, like robot looking one. And then I've got drug dealer and a hoodie and a hat, you know?
This is the way.
I think it's pretty great. That's how you tank a party and they know that you're the OG.
Yeah.
This guy's gonna save us all.
For sure. Other than that,
the hoodie and the sneakers.
I've just been watching Game of Thrones with Kirsten. Like passively. Oh, like I'm just keeping up with it. Like I'm not sitting down and watching every episode with her because I'm always doing something else. But I've been watching more Gundam and building
Gundams.
I fucking am obsessed with this shit right now.
I want an AI mod of Trump in Metal Wolf Chaos. So if we can get on that. Computer,
all right.
Internet people, get on that.
Kyle, be the change you want to see in the world.
It's going to be huge.
It's up to you. But those are probably only things of note that I've played.
Cool. Joe, have you ever done anything?
I've never done a thing in my fucking life. I've been all over the place, guys. I don't mean to brag at all, but my lawyer career's taken off right now.
Holy shit.
But this morning, I'm helping solve an arson case.
We're about to delete the entire podcast. It's too incriminating.
No, I booted up, because I found it at a local game store, the Harvey Birdman Attorney at Law for the Wii.
This is amazing. Oh my
dude,
god.
It just oh, you're actually like, playing it?
Yeah, why would not?
Yeah, he bought it. He's gonna fucking play it.
Dipshit.
Oh yeah, fuck me, right?
Overruled.
So here's the crazy thing. It's by Capcom.
Oh, it's right, a banger.
Yeah. It's a banger.
It just plays like an episode, and it even has like bits from the episode. Spoilers. It starts with
spoilers for Harvey Birdman.
It starts with Peter Potamus being framed for arson, and you have to defend him. And you know, at a moment, Harvey's going through the motions of like, do I really have to take this case? I'm pretty busy right now. As he's doing a crossword puzzle, and he goes, "Well, he did save my life." And it plays like three clips from the shows back to back to back. And I'm like, this is what I want right now.
God, that's amazing. I might have to go back and watch Harvey
Birdman. Continues
to
deliver.
I think it's on HBO Max.
Is it 2D or 3D?
It's 2D.
Like, how is it rendered? Okay, so it just looks like the cartoon?
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Kind of awesome.
Interesting.
In addition to that, so about a month, 2 months ago, I lucked out and found a Guitar Hero Wii controller for like $8. Those things sell for like $50-$60.
Hell yeah.
So I bought it, and nice. I found Guitar Hero 3 and Guitar Hero 4, and I've been playing some of those and going back and... man, did I get rusty. I used to be doing expert on that shit. Now I'm struggling on hard.
Fucking loser.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know. I need to step it up. That's it for the Wii. Now, on PC.
And now that we're done with the Wii segment of our show.
don't worry. We it'll wrap back around.
All right.
I've been doing a lot of stuff on the Steam Link again. As like Rose reads next to me on the couch, just kind of turning the brain off and playing whatever bullshit comes across my screen. Let me go down this list here. So I bought that Humble Bundle and I played a little bit of Barony, and I'm super excited to hop on that with the boys. For those who don't
know, I do
have
that installed.
Nice. It's a roguelike N64 looking dungeon crawler that's multiplayer and controls very smooth, feels very nice. Pretty difficult. You takes like three hits and you're dead.
Cool.
But I'm really into the idea of doing that multiplayer. In addition to that, Paint the Town Red. What a fucking bizarre game that is.
That looks really fun.
Bar fight the game. Now here's the wild part is when you play the regular game of it, you obviously pick like a bar or a saloon or whatever to just go wreak havoc and just beat the shit out of people and kill them. There's also a roguelike dungeon mode.
Oh, really?
Where you descend into this facility into the like deep underground and you descend GTFO. Further and further and further, kinda, yeah. And you just unveil this strange mystery where there's like demons and zombies and you have to figure out what's going on and also hard as fuck.
That sounds awesome.
It's wild. And it's a very goofy looking game. Everyone looks like Minecraft Steve.
Yeah. It almost looks like Roblox, which mildly offends me.
Dude,
but
it's got like 97% on Steam.
It looks really fun. The physics of it and like the people exploding and shit. Like it looks like genuine fun. It almost looks like Teardown, but with people.
There's a weird level of thought into it as well. Paint the Town Red.
No, like, sorry, when you're the other one, the N64 one?
Barony.
Barony.
Barony, that's right.
Like there's a lot of
Bar-ony.
A lot of subtle thought put into the game too. Like on the biker bar level, you have like this generic like hard rock heavy metal track playing in the background. Because there's a band on the stage at this biker bar and they'll just keep going and you constantly hear the music until you assault one of them. The whole band stops and the music cuts and they try to come kill you.
That's super cool.
It's just little stuff like that. You, yeah.
You told me that it was like no one will interact with you until you start. So you have to initiate the fight. And I saw a little clip where you could throw a chair, so you could do the classic, like, I'm going to throw a chair and start a bar fight. And I'm like, okay.
Dude, it's
every
really
D&D 5e campaign.
Yeah, there is a Humble Bundle. I don't know if it's still going on or not, but it was a Humble Bundle that had, like, all these games put together. I'll check them out. I can't remember what it was called. Some roguelike.
Yeah. In addition to that, also in that Humble Bundle, I've been playing God of Weapons, which... Have you ever wanted to play a survivor-like with a Resident Evil inventory management system? Boy, do I have the game for you.
Boy.
How niche.
It looks cool.
It's kind of...
It looks like Ace.
It's kind of awesome. All the different classes that play with all the different weapons in it, and there's significantly more weapons to unlock. That some of them have crazy... I heard that.
Yeah, I'm looking it up now. Pretty cool. Looks pretty good, actually.
Sounds great.
It looks awesome.
There's a lot of like weird stringent unlock requirements for some of the more powerful weapons, which I really like. Like to get a crazy fucking divine weapon, you're not allowed to have any lifesteal stats, stuff like that. And it's stuff
Mike
like that gives me the brain drip.
It has a Resident Evil 4 inventory system.
That's what I was just saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Got the attaché case.
I booted Transformers Fall of Cybertron back up, and that game was pretty slept on.
As you do.
As I do. No, that you're thinking Devastation.
Not by you. Am I? Yeah. No. It's both games, though, right? I thought they were both good.
So Fall of Cybertron like Devastation, is the Fall really of Cybertron, good, but they're two different art styles, two different generations.
Really?
Yeah.
I know that.
I want to say Fall of Cybertron was early PS4, late PS3 era. A lot of fun, a lot of cool lore implications. Pretty solid B game. What else? A lot of crafting survivals, a lot of roguelikes. This game Crawl. I would really want to play Crawl with you guys too at some point. I don't know if any of you guys have heard of that. Mm-mm. It's
I have not.
Everyone plays a ghost, and you start the round with one body in the center, and you have to possess the body and make it to the end alive. While the other three people are, as a ghost, are possessing different like traps or monsters or stuff like that to kill you to get inside that body and make it to the end.
That sounds awesome.
It's very positive and overwhelmingly positive on Steam. It's
Monkey
$5.
King versus Transformers. Okay.
Unbelievable.
That's what popped up for some reason when I looked up Transformers. Anyway.
Yeah, man.
That makes no fucking sense.
But I've just had video game ADD right now. Nothing has quite sunk its claws in me yet, so obviously.
Seems like plenty has. I love you always get up to the weirdest shit. I love it. Like, oh, here's this library of Wii games. Get back into Guitar Hero. Like, if anyone's gonna get back into fucking Guitar Hero, it's not gonna be on the fucking Wii. Why would it be?
Just fell in my lap, man.
It really did. Everything does. It makes no sense.
Also, who wants to hop on the Orcs Must Die train with me? Mike, I know you and I talked about it.
Kind of do, actually.
Touched a little bit of that about half hour, and I'm like, I need a partner, a duo.
It's so much better with another person.
Yeah.
Crawl.
I'm super down for that, honestly.
Crawl, yeah.
Spelled like it's spelled.
Correct.
Okay. It's spelled like it's spelled. Look at that.
Man, he's so good.
Stupid. Leave me alone. It could be anything. You know how games be.
I don't. I've never.
Anyways, you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Get out of here.
Okay.
Leave.
All right, Micah. I want to hear about this Alan Woke, if you will.
Man, they went woke.
I've been hearing that shit's good.
Yeah. So I decided to go through it with Megan. So we got her caught up on like all of the Alan Wake story. And we started going through Alan Wake 2 in October. Unfortunately, that game is real fucking spooky. And
hell yeah.
They're like, all the things I can say nice about it is incredibly gorgeous. We have it on PS5. It is beautiful. Like,
I feel like that's the way to play it.
Yeah, it has been a wonderful experience going back to that town and experiencing that world, like walking around in it, because it is like semi-open world in parts and the levels are pretty big. So it's a lot of fun to go around and look at everything for the first time. But an issue that I do have with it is that all of your dialogue and clues that you figure out in the game with the board and everything that you get, which is very much like connecting the red thread kind of stuff, which is really cool, is you will just get lost in that game in terms of like you genuinely don't know where to go or what you need to find or what you have to trigger to get a thing to activate. Like, so you can very much just run around in fucking circles in that game for an hour or so until you figure out, or like, oh, you needed to go back to your like mind palace and go to the board and put these clues that you've found on the board, which will then activate this thing. And then it's like, okay, but like, could you have said that or like given me a thing that tells me I needed to, because like I just ran around hour doing like
true survival horror.
Has some shit that like you have to bash your head again. I listened to some other podcasts where like I bashed my head against this for 40 fucking minutes and had to Google rock tree because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
I know exactly what puzzle they're talking about.
Apparently, that's a very common thing. So I don't know what it means,
but
it's funny.
It's a trick because it gives you these two things like rock tree, and you're like, oh, so there's two symbols on a rock and a symbol on the tree, and I see this symbol first, right? Well, no, you're assuming that. It just says rock tree. It could just be talking about one of the rocks, and that's what it is. Like, that's the trick. So it's like, it knows you're going to overthink and not even think about that. Like, the game is super clever. It is super fun when it wants to fuck with you. There are these awesome music. The soundtrack to this game is fucking awesome. Like, it is hit.
The Posts of the Fall make their return.
Dude, it has hit me with a couple. It has hit me and Megan with a couple songs in this game where we're like, holy fuck. Like,
and he learned how to feel that day.
My heart grew three sizes.
You should get that checked out. That's not a good thing.
Nah, I like it.
You will die.
But, you know, we're not done with it yet. It takes a lot of time to sit down and play that game. And, like, you could spend 2 hours and not get very far. So,
yeah.
It's taken us a while, but it is a fucking awesome game. I can't wait to beat it. I'm very happy that the game is a little more forward with the connections they're starting to make with other Remedy properties. I thought that
they're becoming very self-aware.
I thought the connections would be more subtle and something you had to like really go look for, but some of the connections they're pretty much putting right in your face. Like, so I'm very excited.
Wow.
Makes me very excited for Control 2. But this put me on a long kick of just wanting to go back through Remedy games. So I actually rebooted Max Payne 1 and 2.
I saw that.
Playing through those. Played through Max Payne 3 recently, but I re-downloaded it and just kind of cherry-picked a few levels to go back through. Mostly all the flashbacks where you're like in old areas from Max Payne almost. And then I've just been playing Control a little bit. Like, I cannot stop. Nice. I have been on a... I know the itch I'm looking for is roguelike stuff, so I've been trying to scratch that itch or find that in some other games. Hitman 3 has their version of it, with the world of assassin stuff. So I'm dipping my toe back into Hitman 3 and like trying to try that mode out. It is very tough. Like, it is very, it's not easy.
Yeah, so I can imagine.
Definitely had some failed runs, and like failed runs in that game really set you back. So
you ever played Dead Cells?
No, I've always heard about it.
I played Dead Cells.
That's like a high-end roguelike that people really liked back in the day.
I'm looking for like an Assassin's, or like not Assassin's Creed, an Armored Core 6 or like Max Payne style roguelike. Like, if they could get Max Payne into a roguelike, like, fucking awesome. Bless you, sir.
That's another piece of news I need right now.
And then I did notice something now that I've been on Steam for a few years. It's always the same things on sale for the big sales. It's always the Tom Clancy franchise, the Resident Evil franchise, the Halo franchise, the Monster Hunter franchise.
And then you learn that you have a problem when all of them say it's in your library already.
And I was like, oh man, I own most of these already. Like,
that's not good.
What do I do?
Quick, boys. What's your library check?
What's the number?
Yeah, what's your library check?
I don't know.
78.
Say at the top?
Yeah, it says at the top.
Yeah. Ugh, 163.
Oh!
Nice.
Oh, no.
74.
That's a lot.
74, nice.
What's wrong with me?
Good job, guys.
Joe.
635.
Because me and Mariah.
What?
635.
Oh, my
635?
God.
635? There's not that many games. They haven't made that many yet. What are you doing?
You know.
Because me and Mariah have been playing a lot of Baldur's Gate 3, and we both just love that combat. I was telling her, I was like, hey, you should probably check out XCOM 2 if you're going to be wanting to try to scratch that itch. And she goes, you know what? I've been thinking about that. Because she's like, I remember when she's seen me play that a bunch, and she's always thought that looked really good. And I was like, well, your fucking laptop will crush XCOM 2. So I think she's going to pick that up with the War of the Chosen stuff.
Oh, hell yeah.
I actually
did pick
up Midnight Suns finally, and I was going to give that a roll because I was like, I want to play something like XCOM, but I'm kind of not done with Spider-Man in my head. So let's try this out. I haven't given it a shot yet, but it was cheap and it looks fun.
I don't know, man.
I just want Firaxis to get on. I just want XCOM 3, man. I just want it so bad.
Everyone says the gameplay is really fucking good, so I want to give it a shot.
But it's all card-based, right?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it's like card-based, which makes sense for superheroes, honestly. So
I guess.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I do want to get into Alan Wake at some point as well, because I've heard so much good shit about it. But I want to play the remaster, which is aggravating because it's not on Steam. Like, the same with Alan Wake 2. It's not on Steam. It's on Epic. So good luck. So if you can play that on console, I'd recommend doing that.
Yeah, Alan Wake 2 runs flawlessly on PS5. And no issues.
And apparently every time like you get an achievement on the Epic Game Store, it like breaks the immersion like severely. That's what everyone says. It like has such a loud fucking notification.
Yeah,
there's got to be a way to turn that off.
I can't believe that just happened. Bang! It was like, okay, shit. Yeah, probably. But the best way to turn it off is to delete the Epic Game Store from your computer.
It's true.
Don't fuck with that shit. Get a PlayStation, you bastard. Yeah. It's weird. I actually went to Walmart earlier and there was a dude down the aisle who was asking the lady, like, what's the difference between the Xbox Series S and X?
Oh, no.
And the lady was like, I don't know.
Yeah. Fair.
Did you help the poor man?
Up and I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, I can tell you. Let's go. And like, I explained everything to him. He was like, oh, thank you so much. I'm like, don't worry about it.
It's kind of what I fucked his wife.
I just can't help but do that. Anytime I'm in a store and someone's like has questions about video games and the employee doesn't know, I'm like, oh, I love video games. Let's talk about it.
I do the same thing.
The Walmart lady actually said, oh, thank you so much for that. And I was just like, I love video games.
Metal Gamers Podcast, you owe us one listen.
Give us that shit.
Pay your dues.
No.
That was fun.
No.
Everyone have a good Thanksgiving, Black Friday, all that fun stuff?
It was all right. We actually went around to some stores on Black Friday. We hit Walmart. Yeah. We hit Kohl's because I needed to do an Amazon return. No other reason.
So you Marshall's did it on Black Friday. Great idea.
Yeah, I thought so. Well, I was already in the area.
They weren't busy.
They really...
No one goes to Kohl's.
Hit up Marshall's, TJ Maxx, and I didn't buy anything. Dude, Black Friday's not really? What it used to be. Yeah, the sales are fucking garbage. There's still too many people in the store for not enough payoff. There was nothing I saw that I felt like I needed to walk out with that day.
I actually saw a lot of really nice Samsung TVs for really cheap. I was just like, I don't need any of this shit.
Yeah.
They're always
like
cheap.
I usually just like walking around people watching, but I didn't really get much of that.
It wasn't for Megan and I trying to make the London trip at the end of next year, I would have bought an LG TV for sure.
Why are you going to London? We had a revolution.
Yeah, we got away from that place. What the fuck are you doing?
Why don't
you go back? Oh, it makes sense to me.
Fucking red coat. Mm-hmm. It's for the crown, that piece of shit.
I did pick up some more RAM for the computer because I want to start trying to like just get it past a couple other little benchmarks that I wanted to do.
Nice.
Dude, I know it's so simple for some people, but like just putting that RAM in, I was so nervous. I was going to fuck something up, dude.
No shame, man. Sometimes it'd be like that.
Oh, trust me, when it comes to like getting the graphics card replaced or potentially the power source, that's definitely going to be a phone call to Joe. And I just drop my my tower off to him. I'm like, here you go.
Okay.
I'm scared.
Yeah, I'm scared.
I picked up some more RAM for the sweet, sweet milk. Anyways, now it's time for the news. It may or might not be news. Yeah. For today's news.
What does that even mean?
He knows what he means.
Ram milk. What do you mean?
Ram milk.
Ram milk.
It's not goat milk. Ram milk.
Ram milk.
It's so hearty.
It's so fat.
Yeah, the fucking common milk. Ram milk. My fucking bad.
Dude, don't lie.
I'm the idiot.
They fucking had a brand called Ram milk. I'm trying it.
Comes in a bottle. You have to slam it or it doesn't work.
You have to break it open.
There's no opening. You have to shotgun it.
It's a one use.
That's it. Don't give it to babies. They will die.
That's right. It's too strong for them.
The Game Awards. That's happening in a little while.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for them to do it. They got a lot of categories. I'm going to talk about some of them, not all of them. Let's see. The ones at the bottom, they got best esports event, esports coach, esports team, esports athlete, esports game.
A bunch of shit we don't care about.
Hey, they better enjoy
most anticipated game. I'm actually kind of curious about most anticipated game.
All that esports nominations, they better enjoy it while it lasts. This is like the last one.
Let's see. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Hades 2, Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth, Star Wars Outlaws, and Tekken 8.
For most anticipated?
It's got to be Hades 2.
Yeah.
More like Tekken late. Get the fuck out of here.
To be fair, Tekken is late to the party with all these fucking fighting games.
Do the Yakuza and the Isshin series feel like just DLCs upon DLCs upon DLCs? Like,
well, it's funny that you mentioned that because, Isshin was originally a port for an old game, and Gaiden was supposed to be a DLC for Like a Dragon 7, but they were like, oh, we're just going to turn it into a new game, and Infinite Wealth is just Like a Dragon 8, and I can't say that they're DLCs because they're so fucking huge and so fucking different from each other. Like,
it's a familiar world with a load more of additional bullshit.
But do they just do these every year? Yeah. These are just like Call of Duties, right?
Not quite. They've been around every other year.
No, more love goes into these.
Seven came out in 2020, I believe. So this will be 2024. So that's a 4-year cycle for that.
Okay, it's just, man, I just don't have all the way they have their series like separated.
Yeah,
because I feel like these kind of games are coming out all the time.
A lot of them are also like
the man who just erased his name came out
of games that are already out.
That was the Gaiden one.
Okay,
yeah. They often will remake or remaster stuff and call it something different than it originally was as well.
Okay.
They did have that Judgment series as well. They had two Judgment games, which were like Yakuza, but you're a cop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. But this new one looks cool. It takes place in Hawaii, and it has its own built-in Animal Crossing.
Hell yeah.
Jesus Christ, that's cool. Amazing. Oh,
it
my
looks
God.
So goofy. I love it. I don't know. Let's see. Best adaptation. Castlevania Nocturne, which I have not seen. Gran Turismo, the movie, which I haven't seen.
What?
The Last of Us TV show, which is probably going to win.
That's more than
Super Mario's Super Mario Bros. Movie, which honestly could win, I guess.
Awesome.
And the Twisted Metal TV show, which I totally forgot about.
I actually heard it was better than the preview made it out to be. Because there was like a preview of like a scene from an episode, and apparently it is the worst scene in the whole entire show. And people were like, why the fuck did they choose this as the preview?
Just because we love the thong song.
No, I but also reason.
Just the fact that Will Arnett's song. In it, though. I love Will Arnett.
True.
Yeah.
So weird. With Samoa Joe bodying his voice.
Yeah.
Do you know Will Arnett has a podcast with like Jason Bateman and somebody else?
I did not.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Fucking what?
If only I listen to podcasts.
Let's see. Best multiplayer: Baldur's Gate 3, Diablo 4, Party Animals.
Mm-hmm. Get Diablo 4 out of here. I'll vote for Party Animals before Diablo 4. Never even heard of it.
It's a good multiplayer.
Street Fighter 6 and Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Ooh, that's actually a pretty decent lineup.
As Baldur's Gate 3, I feel like, is going to sweep a couple things this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think in multiplayer, it might actually go to that Mario. It's one of the highest rated Mario games ever.
Yeah, you've got a good even if you have a good Mario game, that's going to create a lot of competition. So.
To be fair, like their co-op, I've heard was like kind of annoying because it's like one character controls the camera, and it's like whoever like ends the level first gets to control the camera in the next level. So like if your character goes off screen, they'll just die. So it kind of works, and like it seems like the multiplayer is like the biggest nitpick of that game. And like I said, Baldur's Gate 3 is just letting people play fucking D&D together. I wouldn't be surprised if Baldur's Gate won everything that it's in because it's so fucking good.
Yeah,
I just hope we get an 8-minute speech this year.
We got to break that record.
Let's say it depends. Well, is Kratos' his actor there? Is he in anything this year?
Christopher Judge is going to take the stage again. I wasn't fucking done. Whoa!
Pulls a fucking later. Kanye.
Okay, yeah, how much are we going to bet that Jeff Keighley's going to fucking ice a motherfucker?
I was just about to say, like, that's my prediction of the year is that, like, the trend of people trying to get on stage and say some shit is going to happen again, but this time they're going to be ready, and they're going to fucking kill a kid on stage.
Dude, what if, like, somebody does it, Jeff Keighley just Hitman style, pulls a gun out, doosh, just silence her and all drops and goes, anybody else? Anybody else?
Let this be a message to you.
Is there no one else?
Right off the bat, welcome to the Game Awards. Just pulls the slide on a fucking gun.
Does the whole show just with it in his hand.
Know. Let's see. Best sports / racing. I'm going to skip that because I don't care about any of these. Best sim / strategy. No.
Give it a whirl. No, I want to hear it. Give it a whirl.
It's not even on there.
Baldur's Gate 3.
Best family game.
Baldur's Gate 3.
That's going to be Mario.
Mario.
There's some other ones on here.
Baldur's Gate.
Best fighting game. What the fuck is that?
Baldur's Gate 3 was so strong it leaked into other categories.
What was that, Kyle? You glitched out for a second.
Best fighting game. Oh, definitely. God of Rock.
Baldur's Gate 3 for sure.
Don't know what that is. Mortal Kombat 1.
Nope.
Hopefully not. Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl 2, which I heard was really good. Pocket Bravery. I don't know what that is.
It's like
or Street Fighter 6.
Street Fighter 6. Yeah.
It's Pocket Bravery. It's like Pocket Pool, but you're brave.
Oh fuck.
Oh. Just like a real fight. I really hope Mortal Kombat 1 doesn't get it. I was so disappointed in that fucking game. Best RPG. Ooh. And let it be known that this is the only place where Starfield has a nomination.
Oh, wow.
That's funny. Brutal.
And it's going to fucking lose to Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Final Fantasy 16 is on here. Liza P is on here, which I don't really know why. And Sea of Stars, which I heard nothing but good shit about.
Oh, that's something I missed been playing. I played a little bit of Liza P. It's hard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How are you liking it, though? I heard a lot of people really liked it.
It's pretty good so far. The weapons don't perform the way I want them to. But I also only have the beginner weapons so far. So more to come. Just like me.
Have you gotten to the P organs yet?
No.
I don't know why they fucking call them that. It's such a bad name. Your P organs. Like, my dick? What do you mean?
That is P organs.
Best action / adventure game. Alan Wake 2. Marvel Spider-Man 2, Resident Evil 4, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, or The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom?
Damn, that's pretty stacked, honestly.
Yeah.
I think it should be Spider-Man, personally.
I don't think Alan Wake belongs perspective. There.
Huh?
I don't think Alan Wake belongs there.
Yeah, yeah, I don't really think
it's a, that's either. A weird spot for it.
That's more of an adventure game, I guess. But the description for this is like best action slash adventure game, combining combat with traversal and puzzle solving. Okay. Which, if you want to talk about traversal, it's got to be Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, puzzle solving for sure you could give to Zelda, but I think Zelda's going to win just on pure popularity. But I mean, Spider-Man 2 is, those two going against each other is going to be stacked.
It seems like a lot of like the hype over the new Zelda kind of died out after the you know, the rose tinted like honeymoon phase came off. Like people stopped talking about it pretty quickly.
I think it definitely has that like recency bias issue, like because it came out so early in the year, and then all these other bangers came out that it's like, oh yeah, Zelda as well.
I kind of feel
like,
that way about Resident Evil 4 as well, because that game was damn near perfect, but people don't talk about it.
But it was also a remake of an already perfect game.
True.
It's like, oh, yes, this was really good. Where Zelda was also a sequel to an already perfect game in many people's eyes.
But I do feel like that's where Resident Evil 4 does kind of deserve a ton of credit, was like it was a remake of what we considered a perfect game, and it still delivered and over-delivered in some areas, which is just fucking crazy.
Same thing with like a Dead Space remake, you know?
Yeah,
which isn't anywhere.
God,
which is crazy because apparently that shit was so good. Apparently, it's better than the original.
Yeah, they changed the story up. Apparently,
fuck.
Hey, Kyle.
See,
do you still have your Oculus?
No,
you sold it.
Why?
Oh, I was gonna buy you a game. There's a game here on sale on Steam. Steam sales are happening right now. It's in the news, so it's relevant. For 47 cents, I was going to buy you Prey in VR Medieval Christian Churches.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, it's so fucking played. I got to get another one. I had to make room for the MetaQuest 3 because I want to get that bitch.
You're kidding.
We'll see. Maybe.
He made himself conscious about it. Maybe.
Best action game, Armored Core 6, Dead Island 2. Forgot that came out. Ghost Runner 2, Hi-Fi Rush, or Remnant 2.
That's got to go.
I want Armored Core to win, but I don't think it's going to.
Ghost Runner.
Against what?
Hi-Fi Rush is apparently really good.
Yeah. It is, but Armored Core 6 got so much more praise from a bunch of people that never played Armored Core before.
True. I just not going to get my hopes up.
I think you should. I wish Remnant 2 would get it, just because I think they deserve it.
Even that DLC
gonna get overshadowed by everything.
Their DLC is like pretty good too. That just came out.
That looks cool.
Because I think there's a bunch of categories that AC6 should have been put under, and it wasn't.
That sucks.
Shame.
Yeah, it is very interesting. Let's see. Best VR / AR. Nope.
It's clearly the praying one.
Best mobile. Nope. Skipping it. Best debut indie game.
Sure.
Cocoon looks cool. Dredge looks awesome. Pizza Tower. I've heard nothing but great shit.
Pizza Tower looks nuts.
Venba. I don't know what that is. And Viewfinder, which I heard was pretty cool too. Cocoon, I'm very interested in, and Dredge. Like, both of those seem really cool. Dredge is like the Bloodborne fishing game.
Yeah.
And Cocoon is from the people that made like Inside and all those badass game Limbo. And I heard nothing but like really cool shit. It's like world inside of a world kind of puzzle solving. Very interesting. Best independent game, which is actually kind of funny because what was it?
Didn't we just go over, isn't that just indie games?
Best debut indie was the one we just went over, and two of those are on best independent game, so I'm gonna assume they're gonna win the last category, which is Cocoon and Dredge. Dave the Diver is also on here. Sea of Stars and Viewfinder.
I hear Dave the Diver.
I heard some controversy over Dave the Diver because it was not made by an independent studio.
Really?
Whatever. It was made by like some Chinese development company. I can't remember the name off the top of my head. This one's kind of funny, too. This one has a little bit of controversy to it, which is Best Community Support.
Oh, God.
Ooh, do tell.
Baldur's Gate 3, Cyberpunk 2077, Final Fantasy 14, as always, No Man's Sky, as it should. And the last one here, Destiny 2. You know, the company that just let go of a shit ton of people from their community department.
Other than Destiny, now, that's a pretty good list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. Just so goddamn brain dead.
Yeah. The next category, best layoffs.
Yeah, holy shit. Yeah.
That'd have to go to Bungie. Sure.
Bungie.
Best ongoing, Apex Legends, Cyberpunk 2077, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, that's not really
Final
a service.
Final Fantasy 14, as it should. Fortnite and Genshin Impact. Gotta say, I don't know what Genshin Impact does.
I don't know what's going on over there, but
I have no idea. Fortnite is infinite, so sure. Final Fantasy 14, I gotta say, is probably, hopefully they get it again. Like they've won countless years in a row, and I'm just like, keep it going. Because they just treat their fans so goddamn good.
Whoa. They doing good.
Cyberpunk, I think, is a weird one to have on here.
Yeah.
They just came out with like a DLC and they fixed the game and that's cool, but it's not really ongoing. That's more of a, you fixed it.
Yeah.
Thanks for finally releasing the game.
Right. Yeah.
Let's see. Games for Impact. I'm not reading these because I don't know what any of these are. Except for Goodbye Volcano High, and I still need to play that.
Oh, the dinosaur, the high school game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really want to play Class of 09 as well.
Oh, that's the one with Lyle Raff.
That's Lyle's game, yeah.
Also because I graduated in 09 and I want a nostalgia hit right to the fucking dick. So, let's see.
It looks so stupid and I'm so it here does. For it.
Bitch, give me a fry.
Bitch, please give me a fry.
Innovation in accessibility. Diablo 4. Sure. Forza Motorsport, Hi-Fi Rush, Spider-Man 2, Mortal Kombat 1, and Street Fighter 6. I can't really say. I don't know.
Okay, sure.
Best performance? Oh, okay. Yeah. Ben Starr from Final Fantasy 16. Honestly, yeah, probably. Cameron Monaghan really from Star Wars Jedi Survivor, Idris Elba for Cyberpunk 2077. Nah. That's not fair.
No. Nah.
Fuck you.
He didn't. His performance wasn't bad, but it was like, yeah, it's just Idris Elba. Like, it's nothing.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. That's the problem. Yeah. It's Idris Elba. Like, yeah.
Nothing crazy.
Let's see.
Is that famous fucking
Melanie Libbard from Alan Wake 2.
Yeah.
Neil Newman from Baldur's Gate 3, who did Astarion.
Yeah. Which it's crazy. And he's the only one getting nominated out of all of them.
Yeah, he got nominated at the Golden Joystick as well. Yeah, I believe he won.
He did win.
To be fair, his performance is pretty fucking excellent.
Oh, yeah. They all are.
It is hard to choose. Yeah. Like, God, they're all really good. Yuri Lowenthal from Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
Nice. I think he did okay.
Oh, yeah. Another solid performance.
They should have had the guy who did Cid in Final Fantasy 16.
That guy's been all over video games this year.
Diablo 4, Final Fantasy 16. What the fuck, man?
I'm sure a few animes none of us have seen yet this year. He's in everything.
Yeah, right. Such a good voice. Yeah.
Oh my God, that voice.
Oh, Dead Space did get a nomination. Cool.
For what?
For best audio design.
Okay, cool.
You see, I think AC6 should have been in that one too.
Yeah. That's fair.
Audio design?
Yeah.
Yes.
For sure.
Alan Wake 2, Hi-Fi Rush, Spider-Man 2, and Resident Evil 4. This is definitely where Hi-Fi Rush should win.
For sound?
For audio design. Yeah. Because it's a rhythm action game and like it is good.
To be fair, Alan Wake
audio design.
Alan Wake also deserves that nod. It's pretty good. Like all the audio and like jump scares and all that kind of stuff they have going on in that game. As well as the musical stingers.
I guess it's also up for best score in music.
Yeah, I heard the music's really good.
Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Final Fantasy 16, Hi-Fi Rush, and The Legend of Zelda.
Dude,
good lord, that's tough.
Baldur's Gate 3 music.
Yeah,
I literally just really good. I literally just listened to the soundtrack on the way to my mom's house for Thanksgiving with my sister.
I think the soundtrack's pretty excellent, but I don't think it's like Game of the Year worthy. It's good.
Raphael's song alone is worth a couple nominations, as well as Down by the River.
The fact that Zelda finally figured out the saxophone, I think, is very noteworthy.
That is very important.
It was
Zelda
several
and saxophone
noteworthy.
Go together.
Shut up. Let's see. Best art direction. Alan Wake 2, Hi-Fi Rush, Liza P, Mario Wonder, and Legend of Zelda.
Liza P, for sure.
It's for art good. Direction?
Yeah, because like all good. The other games have been... We've seen that before. Like,
I mean, we've seen it with Liza P as well.
Yeah, but like kind of that medieval Pinocchio vibe thing, I think, is different. But
there's not much of a Pinocchio vibe as much as there's just a Bloodborne vibe.
Fair enough.
There is a man named Pinocchio.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Mario Wonder could possibly get it just because it's so innovative on its own style. Like, it's so wacky and weird, but like just looking at it, it's so smooth.
I don't know, but Mario's never been normal. It's always been wacky and kind of like out
there. But it's wackier than ever.
There's elephant Mario.
He could be an elephant.
There's a tube that crawls like a caterpillar.
It's really weird and cool.
Elephant Peach, and apparently Bowser's super into it.
He's always in
sure.
It.
You didn't see the commercial?
No.
He likes him thick.
Pretty good. He likes him thick. Best narrative. Ooh. Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Cyberpunk 2077, Phantom Liberty, or Final Fantasy 16, and Spider-Man 2. So shouldn't be Spider-Man 2. Shouldn't be Final Fantasy 16.
What?
Didn't play Phantom Liberty or Alan Wake 2.
Phantom Liberty Baldur's wasn't anything was crazy. Cool. Yeah.
I could see it.
Alan Wake 2 or Baldur's Gate.
Yeah. With what I'm hearing about Alan Wake 2, I could see it going to that. But Baldur's Gate obviously has a place in my heart because I played that one. Best game direction. What does that even mean?
Which direction did the game go in? Good or bad?
Left or right. Awarded for outstanding creative vision and innovation in game direction and design.
Alan Wake
2, Baldur's Gate 3, Spider-Man
Alan
2,
Wake.
Mario Wonder, Legend of Zelda. Yeah, I'll probably say Alan Wake as well, because I haven't seen much, but like the way that they've like mashed like FMV with like their actual graphics and everything like that, like
it's really cool.
If it's anything like Control, I think that's a very fucking creative way to make a game.
Yeah.
More like Alan.
Remedy's always been pushing that stuff since Max Payne. Like,
yeah, they've always been doing like really cool stuff. I'm glad they've stuck to their guns and just did better and better at it. And game of the year: Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Spider-Man 2, Resident Evil 4, Mario Wonder, or The Legend of Zelda: Tears of the Kingdom.
So even though I haven't played it yet, I do hope that Baldur's Gate wins a lion's share of these awards, just so the smaller studio can fucking flex on these AAA studios and just be like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For real. Yeah, I'm hoping
they're working on getting that game on Xbox.
I'm torn.
Yeah, it's got to be Baldur's Gate 3.
Like, if Alan Wake 2 won, I'd also wouldn't be mad, because I want Remedy as well to get some love and appreciation for, like, yeah, we like Kyle said, we stuck to our guns. We do things differently. It's a little weird, and people love that shit. Like,
yeah.
So, Baldur's Gate
thankfully, just being nominated is already like a huge fucking win for these companies.
And that game just came out. Like, it's not even been out that long.
It's not even been a month, or it has been a month.
Yeah, just around a month, I think.
Good lord.
Good lord.
But yeah, I could see Baldur's Gate 3 getting it. Spider-Man 2, nah. Legend. I could see The Legend of Zelda winning.
Just from fans.
I kind of hope it doesn't.
Yeah.
But I understand people's like super hype about The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
I just once again feel like Spider-Man 2 and Tears of the Kingdom both suffer from I've done
sequel
this
bias. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't honestly think Resident Evil 4 should be on this list. I don't think it's necessarily fair to have a remake, because like, yeah, you did a great job at remaking this already perfect game, but
it's
like
a completely different game though.
The blueprints have been like there for a decade.
I disagree, but I understand your opinion.
Yeah.
Well, if we put Armored Core 6 on here instead, or...
Yeah, I was pissed Armored Core is not
other
on
games.
It.
Yeah, it's also a bummer that Dead Space didn't make it on for some more things.
Yeah. I'm not surprised by that.
I, too, am taking these very personal.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah, well, we should probably get out of here before Joe gets emotional.
It's true.
When does this happen? When are they telling us about this stuff?
Whatever.
When are they
going to
tell me
GTA
the game
is
of the year the same time that Bill Clinton's rabbi shows up?
Dude, what if he made it on again?
The fucking mad lad.
Accepting the Armored Core 6 award.
So I'm assuming some of you guys might have seen the news that the Grand Theft Auto trailer might be launching or might be happening at the Game Awards or in December.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. That was another piece of news that I got on here. Grand Theft Auto 6. They finally said it. We're actually going to talk about it.
I'm not talking about it.
Instead of it just being a rumor. Did you guys watch the Donkey video of like all of the Grand Theft Auto 6 rumors throughout the fucking decade?
And then it gets announced.
Yeah.
And then immediately Rockstar's like, yeah, we're doing it.
Dude, how?
Donkey's made fun of us. We have
like,
to do it.
Like, how, dude? Like, it's... It doesn't even make sense. Like, he must have like such a great inside source, or Rockstar just literally hit him up and was like, hey, just so you know, just because we like you.
Yeah, we like big mood.
Have you guys heard have you guys heard any of the like kind of weird concerns that people are having for Grand Theft Auto 6?
That's not gonna be edgy enough.
Yeah, because the one brother, the one Hauser brother that I guess did a lot of that writing, that was really good at towing that line, he was the one that left.
Yeah, it's like a whole new team now, which makes sense, like, given how long Grand Theft Auto 5's been out. You got a whole new team of people, like, a different sense of humor, like, different writing staff. Like, what is Grand Theft Auto 6 going to be like?
Are they
going to, like, a lot of people are like, oh, are they going to, like, pull their punches, like, way more than usual because of the current culture that we're having to deal with?
Yeah. Because Red Dead...
Regardless, that game's going to make a shit ton of money.
Because Red Dead 2 didn't have to deal with some of that stuff because of when it took place. You just had to...
True.
You just had to tread that line. But the dialogue was still good. Much
if they wanted to like pull back on the quote-unquote goofiness a little bit in Grand Theft Auto and gave us more of a Red Dead-style story, if that makes any sense.
Just a more serious crime story. Like,
yeah, a heartfelt story. Like, I'd be down for that, but it's got to have its goof because, you know,
it's Grand Theft Auto. You gotta justify some of the bullshit.
I'm definitely ready for it because I've been thinking about, like, man, I really want to play Grand Theft Auto again, but I don't feel like dipping back into 5 for the third or fourth time.
Yeah, you can only do it so many times.
I'm excited to see. I'm curious if they will do it at the Game Awards or if it's going to be like, yeah, we're just going to do it on our own, because they do that a lot too.
Yeah.
But they have announced things at the Game Awards with Grand Theft Auto, so. I don't know. It's going to be a big deal. Like, it's weird to think that that's, like, going to be the biggest money-making game for the next 10 fucking years or whatever.
Yeah.
Regardless of how good it is, it says Grand Theft Auto 6 on it, so...
Yep.
It's going to sell. Kind of hope that they don't just go, like, ah, it's just Grand Theft Auto Online, and that's just all it's going to be. Enjoy.
No, they're going to... They know that single player is a part of their bread and butter, man.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully... Aside from that, The Last of Us 2 announced that they're doing their remaster in January.
Why?
Which we talked about forever ago. Well, like we've said many times before, it's a PlayStation 4 game. It's not on the PlayStation 5 yet, so they boosted it to be on the PlayStation 5.
Why would they call it?
If you own any version already, it's only a $10 upgrade, so that's appreciated. And... Yeah, it's like, oh, the better frames. If you have a TV that can do like 143 or whatever hertz, you know, you can unlock frame rates or whatever. There's a few like a little accoutrements. There's no return, a roguelike mode. So,
okay. Oh yeah, I did hear about.
So they added a new mode. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and then there's deleted levels with commentary from the directors, which is kind of cool. So it's not that it's completely just like a up res. Here you go, pay us $70. But
yeah,
so
that's good that they're treating it a little bit better. And it's also like definitely in time with like the TV show. Like, they're working on season 2, so it's like, hey, let's get part 2 like on par with the most current
system
hardware and all that stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
I will say, watching the comparison, like the comparison video was like the most like nothing thing
the
I've
most,
ever seen.
You have
in my
to
life.
Nitpick shit to like, dude, just say it runs at 60 frames and
forever.
Leave it alone. Like, that's it. That's all
it took
it
me
does.
Forever to figure out which one was the remaster. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. I really don't.
Yeah, it runs at 60
boy,
or more.
Thank God they're labeled.
Like, great. That's
nice.
Yeah, but one thing I like about the roguelike mode is you can choose what character model you want to play as, which there are a bunch of character models to choose from those games, so I think that's really cool too. But I will probably check it out since it's only going to cost me $10.
True. I'll check it out eventually, I guess. Probably not.
Fuck!
You know how I feel about those games. last piece of news I have here is that N7Day has came and went, and we checked to see if BioWare saw their shadow and realized that they were all dead. So, turns out...
There was just a red flashing
light. They actually
released
a thing. Did you guys see the little Mass Effect 4 trailer? Teaser?
Yeah, I did.
Bullshit?
Yeah, I did.
Featuring Daft Punk themselves.
Yeah, I thought they broke up.
Yep, they're in Mass Effect now. It's just one of them. It wasn't both of them. So that makes sense.
So
yeah, it just showed like some dude walking around in a cool N7 coat, and I was just like, God damn it, they're doing the same shit as Dragon Age, where it's like, here's a teaser.
You'll never hear about
it
again.
Goodbye. Yep, goodbye.
So didn't they say like, and didn't they list like a bunch of job postings or something, or was it that they announced like we're in pre-production? They've
been doing that for a long time.
They accompanied this trailer with some kind of message that made a lot of people be like, this game's like 5 years out. Like, what? You showed us a trailer years ago.
A year ago.
No, the one with them on, like, with the ice, like, and it was like Garen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
like,
that was forever
that
ago.
That was forever ago. Like, what the
fuck?
Yeah,
last year was Dragon Age for the fourth or fifth
time.
Yeah,
like, what are y'all doing over there?
I feel like they're just lying. I swear, like, everyone at BioWare doesn't know how to make a game, and they just keep telling EA, like, yeah, well, we got it. Like, don't worry about it. And they're just, like, pulling all their resources and time to make these little teasers, and it's like, if we can just keep payroll going for another year, we can make it. Fuck.
Nothing's happening.
I don't know. It's funny, because, like, I just watched, like, pregame Discharge, and, Lyle Rath made a really good point saying, like, no one's even mad about these anymore. It's just pure apathy. No one cares.
Yeah.
Like, we're true. Just like, sure.
All right. Do you guys have Steam up on your computer right now?
I do.
All right, cool. All right, listener, this applies to you too. So on the current summer sale, there's a game for $1.19 that we could all buy right now called Ape War.
Go on.
It is overwhelmingly positive with such enticing game modes as banana capture.
This looks like the jankiest of jank I have ever seen.
Fucking
perfect.
Early access. It's not even out.
The entire time we're talking, I'm just going through the sales.
It's not even two words. It's just Ape War, one word. It's a fucking new verb.
You guys want to play
Ape
War?
They just had a big update 2.0.
Yeah, I bought it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Stop, Kyle. Stop. Dude,
we're going to stream some stuff soon, and I need to have some material.
It is now
Ape War is fucking.
It is now in my library.
You will play this game one time and delete it is one review. The next review, better than Modern Warfare 3.
I believe it.
So, Micah, you jumping in on this?
No.
Dude, Kyle bought it. I bought it. Come on.
Yeah, congratulations. You guys both made really weird purchases. what the fuck? Like, what the fuck, Joe? Does that normally work?
124 megabytes.
I don't see the problem.
Well, that's
I like
your problem.
That I added it to my library before you.
Oh my gosh! I will happily watch.
Be some good streams.
I will happily watch.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Be good streams. It's gonna be like 5 minutes. We're gonna load it up. It's gonna suck, and we're gonna stop.
Just like that one review said, you're gonna play this one time and delete it.
Anyways. Now it's time for topics. For today's topic, I just want to ask you guys what you thought they were going to announce at the Game Awards. What games? What reveals?
Bloodborne 2, please.
I want that Bloodborne remaster.
Yeah, Bloodborne remaster, actually.
Bluepoint, that's what Bluepoint's been doing,
I don't
right?
care.
Bluepoint has to have been doing something. What are they?
I wish they would.
To?
God, there's so many things that they could do. I wish they would take the Metal Gear 3 and do that instead.
Well,
but yeah, I would love to see anything Bloodborne. It's like we're doing that thing where it's like, it's been so long, they're not going to talk about it. And now it's like been long enough where it's like, man, they really haven't talked about it in a while. they fucking remade Demon's Souls. There has to be hope.
Yeah, come on,
like,
man.
For fuck's sakes, who thought about Demon's Souls?
Demon's Holes.
Drop that shit out of nowhere. I'm pretty sure we're going to see some Elden Ring DLC trailer or something like that.
Yes, that is what I'm really hoping for.
Dude, I'm really hoping for the release of Ape War.
I've gone through two playthroughs of Elden Ring. I don't need a big excuse for a third one, but some DLC would definitely help.
Mike finished his Gundam.
He did.
Nice.
He's got shields on the shoulders.
God,
is it scratch and sniff?
So many shields.
It's a lot of shields.
Yeah, it's called a tank.
It's called the full armor.
Now I understand.
That shit's full armor.
It's full of armor. Just see all the armor on the inside. It's full of it.
It's got like three layers of armor on this thing, I'm not going to lie. Like you build it, and then you build the armor on top of it, and then you build the other armor on top of that.
Nice. I'm honestly personally hoping that they announce at the end, like, we got one last thing for you, and they come out and say, we're done. Games are done. We're just going to stop making them for a while. We're going to give you a year to catch up. Like, so many fucking games out. Joe's got 600 of them.
We in the industry have decided there are too many good games.
Guys, I'm so fortunate. I am the new recipient and owner of a copy of Ape War. Compliments of Joe.
You could have said no.
I'm thinking about it. It's sitting on decline.
Monkey.
Right below Among Us, right above Apex Legends.
Congratulations. You're playing it.
I downloaded it.
How'd you know?
It took no
Outlook,
time at all.
Your Steam gift has been accepted.
Why did it say reluctantly? That's a new one.
Why did it say the button weighed heavy on that press?
It's like my buddy gifted me Cockhead. Still haven't played that one.
No surprise there.
Yep. Doesn't look good.
So
there's not even any screenshots.
So when we stream in Ape War, boys.
Oh, God.
Sure. Over at twitch.tv/TheMetalGamersPodcast.
That old chestnut.
That'll be fun. Yeah. Will we do these weekly? I don't know. We'll find out. We're still just kind of doing what we want right now. Yeah. It's Christmas time.
We're still taking our
break. You know. Yeah, have yourself a good old-fashioned. We just wanted to do this because I like podcasts.
I go for an old-fashioned.
Games.
Ooh.
All right. Well, yeah. Thanks for listening to the Metal Gamers Podcast.
You're welcome.
Make sure you play some video games and listen to metal. Did I say it backwards? Yeah, listen to metal and play some video games.
Yeah, it's been a while, you know?
Been a while.
Play some metal, listen to some video games.
Creed's back.
Oh, fuck.
Creed is back and better than ever. Scott Stapp
is the president. 40th year.
Scott Stapp Creed is here.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to the reimagining of the Metal Gamers Podcast, part three.
Except this time we forgot how.
Gamers Podcast and how.
And how.
No, that's the other one.
Oh.
That's our construction YouTube channel.
Dark Souls 3. You guys remember that weird era of Cartoon Network when Andrew WK hosted Destroy?
Yeah. Show? Yeah. Yep.
What, sure Destroyed in Seconds? Did.
No, Destroy, Build, Destroy on Cartoon Network, hosted by Andrew WK.
All right, now I'm fucking
Destroyed
recording.
In Seconds was a different show with far less brain cells, surprisingly.
Love that show.
It can't be the name of it.
Will you go to prom with me? No. Destroyed in Seconds.
Classic. Brutal. All right, I'm recording now.
Mike?
Yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
We did it. Mike's extra handsome today.
Dude, I'd fuck him.
He keeps getting extra handsome each day. It's becoming a problem. He's learning how to screech more to keep the ladies away.
Little does he know, it's the latest thing.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, he took me to his gunpla cave, and now he just screeches at me and makes me watch.
Look at this cute, cool little guy.
What's his name?
That's pretty cool. God damn, Alex Kelly fucked you up.
He ruined you.
Look at your personality.
You have no clue. Shambles. Hold on just a second.
Hold on. Let me see your boxes that haven't been built yet. What in the fuck, dude?
This is called a perfect grade. It's a 160 scale.
Oh my god. I saw those in Mythic Mountain.
All right, so when are you going to put it together and then hot glue it?
So nobody
And then I also have this guy. No. This is like a normal, like 144 kit.
So Kyle, judging from that reaction, gunpla for Christmas.
Judging from that reaction, Kyle's the only one who knew what I was talking about.
Mike knows what you're talking about, too. We've talked about this forever.
This is the one I'm currently working on, and I'm not even completely done with it. It's the full armor for Thunderbolt.
They do look so dope, sure, though.
But it is.
So when are you getting into G Gundam?
It's a little blurry, but.
So Mike,
I'm never getting
into
G Gundam.
I don't understand.
I was gonna
start watching the fucking movie earlier today, but then I started watching somebody playing a really shitty Steam game.
Are you watching Iron Pineapple?
No. Well, I did watch those two. I've watched all of those.
They're so good.
So good.